disclaimer.
Maria, I have Mr. Houston Hart, San Angelo, Texas, calling the president.
Okay, thank you. I'll tell the president he might pop right on, so
okay.
Can you, get... Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'll put him on here, dear.
Good.
Yes?
Houston Hart is calling you on 90.
Right. Hello? Fine.
I know you're terribly busy. I got two or three questions I want to ask you right quick. I just talked to Trinity River up there in Canada yesterday. Fish are in the river. Now, I want to send you a fish, and I hope it's not against protocol.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, send it to Arthur just like a fish does?
Yeah.
All right, now, I got another deal here. These cattlemen are really singing the blues. Raised in the Deccans, and of course, they, although they know that this thing didn't happen overnight, you're the one that's getting credit for it because of the import. Is there anything that I can say to them that will pacify them in any way?
Yeah, tell them if you published 100,000 papers in San Angelo and a town of 50,000, you'd go broke right quick, because nobody there to buy the other 50,000, and you couldn't get a dime for them, it'd probably sell for a penny. They had an average 5 years of 92 million. They raised it to 106 million. They won't be controlled like anybody else. They don't want the government to have anything to do with them. So they jumped up every doctor in the country and every lawyer and every congressman and every president and every newspaper publisher buys himself a ranch. And he takes his deducts on it and he expenses it. And he gets up to 106 million head of cattle when he only can use 90 million and you got 16 million surplus. And that drives the price down just like it does in cotton and corn and newspapers and labor and anything else where you got a huge surplus. Now the imports now are less than they have been for a 5-year average. We've got them limited from Australia.
Have you got that?
I've got that agreement.
All right, we ought to have that.
Well, if you do that kind of stuff, you get Australia and New Zealand the same problem we are.
Yeah.
Their government falls.
Yeah.
Because they won't ship it here. But the facts will leak out in time, and the only thing you can do about it is to do the best you can. We're trying to sell it abroad to Europe and France, and it's high as hell over there. They can't get enough of it. We're trying to divert Australia and New Zealand over there, but we didn't build this up. The cattlemen did it themselves. They won't take any controls. And when the auto man there in San Angelo's got 10 Fords and they had a market for but two, he has to lose his profit on them. Now, if they'd let us control it, we could keep it 90 million, and they could all get their 30 cents. But they don't want to do that. They want freedom. But they belly ache as soon as the price goes down. They want the government to raise it. Now, we're buying every bit of the meat we can. We've got all these chain stores promoting it, all the newspaper editors, the society editors, and the food editors. We've had them all in. We've got consumption up 35%. And we're doing the best we can to work off this surplus, but you just can't go out and shoot it. We considered the government buying it up. But the Meat Cattlemen Committee voted against that, said they don't want any government interference. We thought we'd go out and buy all these young heifers. They got a bunch of yelling heifers,
right.
600-700 pounds, and get them out of the way. But they all voted against that. So you've got to find new markets. Now the imports haven't got a damn thing to do with them anyway, because they'd have this same problem without the imports. They're not 5% of it. That's the only thing though they got to bellyache about. They can't bellyache about themselves raising it from 92 to 106. So they got to talk about a few little imports. But we've got the imports cut back. And the stuff that we are buying over and above what we did before. For instance, we bought all of our meat before for our armed services abroad. We got 1 million men overseas. They eat beef every day, except they have pork one day a week, and I cut that out now. So instead of buying it abroad, we pay 20-25% more for it here and ship it abroad. Considering what we're buying for our school lunch and our defense, plus the reductions that Ireland and Mexico and Canada, New Zealand and Australia have voluntarily made, we're now importing less than we've imported over the five-year average. And if they had their law that they proposed, which would do nothing except make us a protectionist nation, and we sell 4 billion surplus agriculture products, and we're wanting to sell meat right now to England and to France, and we think we got a good market out for it, and pass a law would just ruin us with every other country in the world when we're trying to lower tariffs 50% for us to come in here and say we're going to bar any imports into the United States, but we're going to reserve the right to dump them everywhere else in the world. Nevertheless, we've got the imports down below where they proposed to put it by law, and Freeman's testifying to that today.
I think that'll have a marked effect on the way these people feel.
Every economist tells me that the only thing they can do though is get rid of this meat and eat it up. They've jumped from 92 to 106 million. And that's 14 million extra head.
Sure is. Well, that's good. I'll at least tell all these guys that come in and cry on my shoulders.
Well, if they would limit their production, they could hold the price up. But if they're going to increase the production by 10%, they've got to expect the price to fall, because that extra 10% is what gluts the market and what makes it go down.
You know, the thing that they can't understand, of course, is that the price of beef goes down, the price of the land goes up. And of course, you know it's going up every day.
That's right, but that's because your doctors and everybody else wanted to buy it.
I guess that's right.
I got land that joins me that I wouldn't pay 50 cents for it. They won't lease to me yesterday for $6 an acre a year. But these everybody's got to have him a ranch, you know, to get it free of his frustration.
That's right. What do you think of the California situation?
Well, I think that it's a pretty intense, fanatical group, and they poured lots of money in, and there's a bunch of screwballs in California, kind of like the Dr. Townsend group. They're the Birch Societies. They've got 11 people nominated for Congress on the Birch ticket. I don't know what it'll mean over the country. I think it probably mean the death of the Republican Party, and it'll kill out a bunch of congressmen and senators and governors and things like that. If they keep going, he wants to drop atomic bombs on everybody. I don't believe the people will stand for that. They may do it.
I think it's a fine thing for us. I think he's the easy man to beat.
I agree.
There may be somebody that's easier to beat, but I know he's very easy to beat.
I think so.
I think that you didn't have any trouble before. Now, when the Republicans have their convention, get through with it, I hope you're going to announce your choice for vice president. Of course, you know who I hope it will not be.
Yeah.
But I'm always wrong in giving advice to you politically, because I've got a record showing that I'm wrong.
I'd really like to have a job myself today.
we don't want to... We don't want to make that swap, but you know, your Secretary of Defense is a lot popular than I had any idea was.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of confidence in
him. Yeah, he's a good man.
I'm not saying he's the man, but I'm saying that I'm amazed that.